50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This
is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday, and if you live on the East Coast, there's a little nor'easter that hit us.
Yes, it was really nasty and windy.
Winds with 90 miles per hour.
I have no idea what a nor'easter is. I thought a nor'easter was one of Noriega's mixtapes.
I think it is.
Yeah, didn't realize it was actually a weather thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Weather was pretty nasty
and
in Jersey.
To go
we got
out
a little
last
snow.
Night.
Did you?
Yes, I actually was doing this 50 Shades Darker dinner. It was a ladies' night out. So we had a good time. We went to Hunting Fish, and I had 12 of my friends with me. We just had dinner. It's a fun discussion.
Yeah, I was supposed to be at the club last night, but they canceled the club.
They canceled it?
Yeah, they was like, it's just too nasty, too much rain. It was like, let's just take it easy.
It's
my friends
wind,
aren't
bro.
Passing up no free good food now.
Nah, no,
all
no.
My friends came out.
Oh, boy.
Listen, when you're driving, and mm-hmm. I'm in an SUV, and then you feel the wind, but your SUV swerved a little bit, you really realize how merciful God be being on us.
Absolutely.
God can pressure wash this whole thing if he want to.
Immediately.
Okay, in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Y'all keep on playing.
And absolutely. I got laser hair removal yesterday. I did a lot yesterday.
How was that?
How was it?
Yeah, well, did it hurt?
Yeah, it does. But it wasn't as bad. I tried it one time before and it was kind of painful, so I stopped. And I went this time, and actually they have, like, newer lasers.
Yeah.
And they have this air that blows on you as they do the laser hair removal. It, like, burns each hair one by one.
So you're trying to be
so
permanently
feel it,
bald.
Like, zap you.
You're going to be permanently bald down
I'm
there?
Not bald. I have a landing strip.
A little landing strip?
That's a little too
but
much
But that
TMI,
way you
guys.
Don't have to go and get waxed every single month. And
yeah, gear goes all the time.
You don't get ingrown hairs. And
she said it's a little painful, but she said the fact that you ain't got to shave it all the time or get it waxed all the time, I should say, it makes life amazing
so
for
you
her.
Can just randomly, spontaneously go to the beach and not have to worry about getting a wax. Because that's the worst when you're trying to go on vacation and you're
right.
Like, oh man, I got to go get this wax. I got to do this. Now you don't have to worry about it ever.
Yeah, some women don't know how dumb they look with pubic hairs hanging out their bikini bottoms. I've seen that a couple times.
Oh
and
gosh.
I'm like, I don't care how sexy you think you look
that's
or how
disgusting.
Sexy you try to look. When you got pubic hairs hanging out the edge of your bikini bottoms, Jesus Christ.
Now, confession. I thought about getting laser, right?
I'll
tell you.
Here we go.
I'll tell you. We family in
you
here, right?
You a fraggle, bro.
We family in here.
You just a full-fledged
Now, think about
fraggle.
It. For the fellas out here, you know the hair that grows under
your
neck?
Yes.
I was going to get that laser so I never had to shave it again.
And you don't get ingrown hairs.
And you don't get ingrown hairs. I thought about
you
doing
can do
it.
That. If you want to go, let me know. This place, all they do is laser hair removal.
You're too young to be making permanent decisions like that. Because when you get older.
I think I might maybe
yeah,
want.
You might want to have a beard, let the little grays show,
Shout
man.
Out to Bushman from Detroit.
But he has
a terrible segue.
He has a laser
hair. They talk about all his pubic hair. You're going to shout out Bushman.
No, he got laser hair removal, too, like on a, you know, on his hair around his face.
Why?
Under his neck.
Y'all
so
grown,
then he wouldn't
yo.
Get hair bumps anymore.
Yeah. Y'all got to let life take its course, man. We all going
to
get older. Age is a blessing.
Nothing to do with age.
You're
going
to want the beard to grow out. Show them little peppers.
Yeah, nothing to do with
peppers.
Hold on. You improved your skin. Let people improve their. That's that part of improving
that's
your skin.
That's not an improvement.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Stopping
no more hair
things
bumps.
From happening.
No more hair bumps?
Listen, you're going to look dumb as a 70-year-old bald-faced man. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No,
you're going to look dumb as hell.
I think it was, like, it was like the back of his neck. And
Yeah, well, I didn't care about the hair bumps. I just didn't want the hair. I hate getting a shave under here all the time. It seemed like the hair grew. Well, I didn't do it.
All right.
Obviously.
You still can, though.
Okay.
You want to come to Romeo and Juliet with me?
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't going to Romeo and Juliet.
All right.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Now, Michael Smith and Jamel Hill will be joining us
Drop
this morning.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Michael Smith and Jamel Hill,
ESPN Sports Center.
His and Hers.
Mm-hmm.
You probably listened to the podcast. I'm sure you've seen the show on ESPN. They're moving to Sports Center on February 6th. They're going to be the host of Sports Center now. And they're coming to chop it up with us here on The Breakfast Club this morning.
All right. So we'll kick it with them in a little bit. But we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, we will talk about what's going on with Hillary Clinton. What is her next move? We'll tell you what she's 50-50 on doing also. Donald Trump, more controversy yesterday. We'll tell you about the executive order he just signed.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Riri. It's needed me. It's a Tuesday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You need
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, what is Donald Trump doing today?
Well, he actually has signed an anti-abortion executive order.
What?
That is reinstating the global gag rule on overseas discussions of abortion by individuals and organizations that receive federal funding. So if you get any kind of federal funding, you're not allowed to discuss any type of not just abortions, but also preventing HIV infection, condom use, any of that, family planning. You're not allowed to discuss that if you get federal funding.
Now, break that down in terms I can understand.
Yeah, I'm confused.
What's that mean?
All right, well, this is a rule that basically says that you are not allowed to talk about any type of family planning in other nations if you get federal funding from the government. So,
if I get welfare and I want to get an abortion, I can't talk about it?
No, these are organizations. Like, say it's an organization that talks about preventing HIV infection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the World Health Organization or the United Nations Population Fund. The U.S. government will not support you and not give you any more funding because you discuss abortions. So if you provide abortions...
So is this good or bad?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's bad. Like, for instance, if you want to get an abortion, right?
Okay.
But the place that you're getting an abortion from also provides information about uses of condoms.
Right.
Right? To prevent HIV infection, for family planning. They will not give you any money anymore. So basically, not only if you provide abortions, but you also discuss things like family planning, you just get no money from the government.
I'm going to act like I know what's going on. This is terrible.
I figured it
out. What is wrong with this Trump guy?
Why would he do that?
Why
does he care? Well, why would he care if people try to prevent and
all these basically,
other things?
He's very pro-life. So any organization that has anything to do with providing abortions or even discussing abortions won't get federal funding anymore.
This is what I don't like.
So those same organizations are the same ones that provide condoms and teach you about family planning.
This is what I don't like from conservatives. Why do they care? If a woman gets pregnant and a woman wants to have an abortion, that should be her decision and her decision solely. Why
Absolutely.
Do you care for what a woman does with her reproductive organs?
You're right.
Like, I don't get that. That get you into heaven faster?
Well, what they have proven in the past, because Ronald Reagan was actually the first president to instate this global gag rule, is that actually abortion ends up going up when things like this happen, because you also aren't discussing using condoms, you're not discussing abstinence, none of those things.
So what do they do when they get their mistresses pregnant? When they get the woman that they're in an alternative relationship with pregnant, do they make her keep it? Do they go hide the baby off on an island somewhere? What do they do since they don't believe in abortion?
I'm sure they do what Arnold Schwarzenegger did. Just hide the baby, keep it, and just pay it off.
Just hide your alternative child. It happens.
Now let's talk about Hillary Clinton.
Well, according to a political insider, Hillary Clinton is 50-50 on running for mayor of New York City. So she wants to resurrect her political career. Now, this guy he owns all these supermarkets, the Gristetti's Foods.
Okay.
You know those supermarkets?
Mm-hmm.
Castamatidis.
Sounds right.
Katsimatidis. I can't say his last name.
Close enough.
But anyway, according to him, he's saying that she's talking about it and he had a discussion with her. He's going to actually hold back on whether or not he's going to run for mayor once she lets him know if she's going to run.
Hillary's just bored because you can't run for president and almost win president of the United States of America and go be mayor of any city. I don't care if that city
is New
York.
But she's also very resilient.
That ain't resilience. That's just, no.
Politics for now.
That's just like Michael Jordan going to play in the D-League. Like, you don't do that after having been 6-time NBA champion.
I'm with you. You can't go for president.
You're rich already, Hillary.
You know what? I'm just going to do this mayor thing.
Yeah, kick your feet up. Be a spokesperson for women. Yeah, you're Hillary Clinton. You got a voice. You don't got to be mayor in New York. That don't even sound right.
It seems beneath her. Shout out to everybody. I'm from New York, but it just seems beneath her.
Yeah, salute to all the mayors in New York. But Hillary Clinton is mayor in New York? No. He was just almost the president of the United States of America.
Well, she'll be running again. Mayor de Blasio if she decides
you've been
to do it.
Secretary of State, you've been first lady, now you're just gonna be mayor of New York.
And then what happens if she loses to the mayor of New York, to de Blasio? You don't want to go down like that.
We fall but we get right back up.
Listen, man, just this is what you need to do, Hillary. Just you're the alternative president because the election got hacked.
Right.
Yes, all right, by the Russians. Okay, that's what we're putting out there. So just take that victory. You're the alternative president. Okay, no need for you to be the mayor.
All right, well, that's front page news.
Well, I'm for it.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning. Maybe the storm hit you and you still don't have power. A lot of people still don't have power this morning. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Coolest.
Jesus. How about the suicide with the ooze?
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Charmaine from Dallas.
Hey, Charmaine.
Tell them why you're mad.
Hey, Charlamagne. Hi, Indy. Hi, Angela.
Good morning, honey.
You mad this morning?
I'm mad because yesterday Charlamagne was on the phone with one of y'all's callers, and he was getting mad at people being divisive for, you know, being upset about the number of women that came out for the Women's March. And I just wanted to comment on that because, Charlamagne, you got to understand why people are upset. White women only choose to come together for things that they want to come together for. Where was all those numbers for black people getting shot by police? Where was all those 3 million people protesting for, you know, Trayvon Martin and, you know, Eric Garner? Where was all those protests? All those 3 million people, they only choose to show up for mainstream stuff and nothing that really matters.
But this is it. Who said it was mainstream stuff? It was a women's march, so all types of women decided to come together.
It was made mainstream, though. What, you really tell me if the entire mainstream news media places weren't showing the Women's March, nobody would really know about it.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear about the Women's March from mainstream media. I heard about the Women's March from three women of color, Tamika Mallory, Carmen Perez, and Linda Sarsour. I didn't hear about it from mainstream media.
But Charmaine, I will say this, that hopefully in the future now, all these women who have these different groups that have come together for the Women's March now can stay in contact and we can all communicate with each other when something does happen.
And I think what you're not realizing is when you have those other marches, that's why it's so easy to dismiss those other marches, because they are individual groups. When everybody comes together, they can't deny it. They got to deal with it.
I am hoping that this just does mean that moving forward in the future, that we can come together and people can learn from this.
Hello, who's this?
Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
This is Charlamagne.
What's going on with you, brother?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, South Carolina, the monks, baby.
We out here, monks, corner 843 all day.
Why you mad, bro?
You going to Bojangles this morning?
No, I ain't go to Bojangles. I went to Burger King.
You went
to,
oh, yeah. Why?
My way. No, I got a question, though. My baby mama, she's a good mama. She's a very good lady. She's a good, very respectful woman on some things. But I had to spend $400 to be able to see my child one night. And I ain't seen my kid in 3 months, and he's fixing to be 2 years old. And then next thing you know, she picks him up Sunday, and she won't return my calls, won't let me talk to him on, like, the video messenger on Facebook or nothing.
Damn it, man.
And I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing about that.
You should be going to the court and demanding that you can see your child. Put yourself on child support, and y'all do visitation things, whatever they call that.
Yeah, it's visitation, yeah. Right. But see, I got him legitimized, and we're in that process, and she's just pissed off because where she's staying at, she's not going to have 100% full custody of him. They're going to grant him to me in less than a week. If she can't get her own house or a job, he's gonna come live with me.
That's how it should be. If y'all not together, then she should be with the child sometime and you should be with the child sometime. I don't see the problem.
Well, I mean, I didn't get to see him for 3 months, and then now she's back ignoring me, talking about something. You're not gonna see or talk to your kid till after
call the courts, bro. Get the courts on her ass the same way she would put the courts on your ass.
Oh, I think
you can
put a fire under it.
Yeah, put a fire under it, bro. There you go, bro. Put all a right. Goddamn fire
My
under
goodness.
It.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Did you guys notice we finally got Bad and Bougie on in the morning?
Bad and Bougie, Big Sean bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed a couple of changes to the playlist. Drake, Fake Love.
That's right.
You know, that's great. That's
getting
good.
Getting a little popping in the morning.
Finally.
We're a little late, but yeah, we're catching up.
So now that means that we're going to play these records for 2 years straight. And then, you know, whatever y'all listening to now, we'll be playing for y'all in 2 years in rotation on the radio.
Hey. We're moving on up. Now, we have some people from ESPN joining us this morning.
Michael Smith and Jemele Hill, two of my favorite personalities on ESPN. Probably my two favorite personalities on ESPN.
Yeah, okay.
I'm safe in saying that. And Carrie Champion.
Okay.
But I love His and Hers. I watch His and Hers every day. They're moving to SportsCenter on February 6th.
Mm.
So
we'll kick it with them next hour.
I love Michael Smith and Jemele Hill because they are very, very black. What? Like very unapologetically black.
Why say black?
And
like
ghetto. I love seeing that on ESPN.
So you're saying they didn't change and try to assimilate to be on ESPN? They just
I didn't know them before. It's just like when you're sitting at home and you watching TV and you just hear somebody do a Menace of Society reference
or
Coming to America skit on ESPN, you're like, whoa.
They're not saying, hey, we got to cater to everybody. We're just going to do what we do.
Nah, they doing them. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Tidal. They have reached a new deal. We'll tell you how much that deal is worth and who it's with.
That's amazing.
Also, Remy Ma, she shares some very unfortunate news and really opens up to share her story for other people who might be going through the same thing.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
By the way, Bryson Tiller is tired of hearing Exchange.
How you know?
I just know.
My goodness.
We're getting there, though. Changes have been made to the musical playlist.
All right. Well, let's get to
the
rumors.
That's not one of them, though.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Hove.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Sprint announced yesterday that they have acquired a 33% ownership stake in Tidal. So they own one-third of Tidal now.
Wow.
And they spent $200 million for that deal.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Jay-Z, Sean Carter.
That means Tidal is worth $600 million.
Jay-Z spent, what, $50 million for the title?
$56 million he spent to buy that.
So he spent he sold 33% and quadrupled his money.
That's
Jesus
crazy,
Christ, this guy, man.
All right, so there have been some issues at Tidal. So the value of Tidal is surprising for some people. There was some issues with Prince's estate and them streaming Prince's catalog. There were some issues with Kanye's album. It was supposed to be a Tidal exclusive permanently, but then it wasn't. Mm. There were some issues with the Lil Wayne album and Birdman suing Tidal for that. All kinds of things. But last April, Tidal did announce they have 3 million paying subscribers. And 45% of those subscribers pay for the pricier premium $20 per month subscription. Some people do say, though, that Jay-Z, that Tidal has inflated its numbers and that they really have about 850,000 subscribers. Nobody really knows.
Who gives a damn? The man quadrupled his money, $200 million. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Jay-Z from the ghettos of Marcy Projects. Black privilege in its purest form, damn it.
Hove just will not
Sean
lose.
Carter.
Goodness
and
gracious.
For Sprint, this means they have access to those artists that are part ownership, have ownership stakes in Tidal. There's over 20 artists that have ownership stakes. So for Sprint, seems like a pretty good situation.
So I wonder, does all the artists get a little piece of that $200 million?
Absolutely. They get a percentage? Absolutely.
A little shump. A little something in your shoebox from Uncle Hove.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with that. But, no, it's a big deal. So congratulations for that situation. All right, and Remy Ma had some very sad, unfortunate news. If you guys watch Love & Hip Hop or saw the post that she put up, she said, first, thank you to everyone that sent their congrats as well as condolences. This was a hard time for me and my husband, and we thought long and hard before deciding to share this part of our lives with you all. I was totally against it. But in a fit of crying, Papoose said, you are not the only one going through this. We will get through it. Made me realize how many women like myself experience the same thing and don't have a strong partner by their side to say it will be all right. Now, here is what happened.
This doesn't make sense. Everybody else's baby is fine. Everybody else is around us in this pregnant. They all, but everybody fine. One of us gonna be fine.
So the doctor tells me that I'm having ectopic pregnancy. The baby is forming inside your fallopian tubes. So we can't save the baby, but the doctor also tells me that I can't have any more pregnancies naturally.
He said when he opened it, it was already about to burst anyway, so he had to take it out.
I promised my husband that I would give him the child that he's been asking me for since almost the day he met me.
Damn. Yeah, I was watching that last night.
That was on Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, I was on last night, actually.
Jeez.
And it made me feel bad because I want to have another child. I want a son because I got two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
Well, she can still have kids. And I'm going to tell you, somebody just sent me a text message, one of our friends in the room. And he said he went through the same thing twice. And his son is now 7. He said, my wife only has one fallopian tube as well. Don't believe that. Here's proof. And he said, it happened twice. And they told my wife she will never have a baby. They were wrong. And then he said, DJ Khaled voice.
Well, you know, 25% of women who are pregnant usually will lose the baby. You know, we have 5 children. Thank God. And we had our children pretty fast. The first 4 pretty fast. Like, no problems. It was easy. The births were easy. When we had the fifth child, my wife, after about 3 months, that's when they tell you you should really tell people that you are pregnant.
After the first trimester, people usually wait until that's months. Over.
So after 9 weeks, remember I came in here, I would tell you my guys, my wife was pregnant. Uh-huh. And I told, you know, some of just the closest friends and family. And then we wound up having a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. We went to the doctor and it was no heartbeat. And it's crazy because you really plan on having a child.
Don't you got five children?
I mean, that was in between. And then we had another child after.
Boy, you got super sperm. Drop on the clue. Then we had another child after. On-demand sperm, damn it. You got child on-demand sperm.
It's funny. We talk about it in the podcast.
And you masturbating, people get pregnant.
This week, but be stupid. But, you know, miscarriage is crazy. You don't realize for everybody that has a child out there how much of a blessing it is because there's so many people that have problems and so many women that can't, you know, so...
So
it happens
I say
a lot with people
for you
out
guys,
there.
For Remy, y'all keep on trying, keep on going, you know, because it does. It is something that does happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people that just went through that just like in the past month.
And that
so
damn
it's,
Papoose
is
just always saying the right things. I'm just watching this man on Love and Hip Hop.
Shout out to Papoose, man.
Just talking Remy through it. Drop one of the clues, Bob, to Papoose. Then. Mm-hmm. Papoose makes you want to be a better human being.
Yeah.
He makes you want to be a better man, couple. Damn it.
And it's nice that they would share that because that's, I'm sure, a very difficult thing to have to come out and share with everybody.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of people that can relate to it and appreciate her sharing her story.
And Papoose does it all in some Timbs and a fitted. Okay.
Tim's in a fit.
He don't fit the profile of a person that can talk you through any situation. But Pap definitely was talking to his woman through that situation last night.
All right, now authorities in Ohio have released some dash cam footage, and that was of Cincinnati Bengals defensive back Pac-Man Jones getting arrested earlier this month. He got arrested on January 3rd, my birthday, and he was arrested for assault, disorderly conduct, and other charges. They said he spit on a nurse after he was arrested in Cincinnati's downtown entertainment.
Pac-Man Jones, Illuminati, man.
District, here is the audio of what this sounded like.
I'm asking you right now, what's my charge? What's my charge?
Disorderly conduct and assault and battery.
What?
Two misdemeanor charges.
Two misdemeanor charges. Suck my How about that? you locking up just to get some charges. I hope you die tomorrow.
Drop one of the clues about Pac-Man Jones. Let me tell you something about Pac-Man Jones.
You'll be dead in the morning.
Pac-Man Jones is Illuminati, bro. Because Pac-Man Jones should have been under somebody's jail. That man is more
Teflon.
I don't know who more Teflon, him or Donald Trump. Okay?
Well, the Bengals did issue an apology after that. And usually they don't comment when a player goes through the court system and all of that. But they apologized. They said, we are extremely disappointed with Adam's behavior. The behavior in the video is not what we expect from our players. The club is aware Adam has put forth his own apology. However, we also offer an apology to the public and to our loyal fans. So they could suspend him for the start of next season under the player conduct policy.
I feel like it was some alternative facts in that statement. Because you may not expect that from other players, but you expect that from Adam Pac-Man Jones. Damn it. That's exactly, he's on brand. All right. He is absolutely on brand.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back from ESPN Sports Center, the newest host, Michael Smith and Jamel Hill.
Yes, Michael Smith and Jamel used to have a show called His and Hers, but they're moving to Sports Center starting February 6th.
Okay. That was Rihanna with Sex With Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Yep.
From ESPN's newest, what is it? The newest co-host. What's the name of the show, guys?
Sports Center.
You
know, the staple of the network.
Newest host.
It's an upstart program called Sports Center.
Michael Smith and Jamel Hill.
They're the newest host for Sports Center. They've been on ESPN with a show called His and Hers.
His and Hers, that's what it was.
One of my highlights of my day is watching His and Hers simply because y'all so damn black on ESPN.
you'll
hear Minister Society references, Coming to America.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club references.
Breakfast Club references. Yeah.
Is that done on purpose?
Just being
ourselves. Yeah. We're not trying to be black. I mean, we are black. This just right. in, right? Newsflash. So we just wanted to just be ourselves. And when we first got the show, and especially when they changed the name over from Numbers Never Lie, we made sort of an unofficial but official pact that if we were going to go down swinging, we were going to do it our way. And that was a true representation of who we were.
Yeah, SportsCenter launches, the 6th starts on February the 6th, exactly 4 years to when we launched the His and Hers podcast. And we had been begging to do something for years, be on TV. But people thought, two young black people, they think too much alike. That wouldn't be good television, right? Geniuses in producing. So anyway, but once we got the podcast, we were like, look, we're doing this on our free time for free. So if they want to take it from us, if they don't like it, want to take it, so be it. We're going to do it our way, to Jamel's point. So the TV show, His and Hers, and now SportsCenter carry over from the same philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're just going to be us and right. let the chips fall where they may.
And so it worked.
I'm talking to her. She's talking to me. We relate on a lot of levels, and the people that watch us, they relate too.
Now, how did y'all know y'all was the pairing that would work, though, for anything, whether it was a podcast, TV?
She just really wanted to work with me.
Oh, is that an example of alternate or
alternative facts?
That's an example.
Real story is, we kind of came up around the same time in the industry. You know, I was working in Boston. Jamel was in Orlando at the time. I came to ESPN about 2 years before she did. But we always maintain a relationship from afar, you know, just keeping tabs on each other, supporting each other. And then we started spending more time on campus in Bristol, Connecticut together. We just started hanging out. We'd have these conversations about sports that would go off into social topics or relationship conversations. We just vibe. We're like, man, we should find a way to put this on television or on radio. So we just were begging and begging. Every now and then somebody would put us on to fill in here and there. But, you know, it took a couple of years, but here we are.
Yep.
Persistence.
We always tell people that we're definitely a testament of sometimes you just win the war of attrition, all right? And there was a lot of people that came and they've gone from ESPN, and it's just funny, you know, that's why I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like at the time it may seem like it's a closed door, and all those times that people said no to putting us together.
No, specifically somebody told us we wasn't a jump off.
Those were the exact quotes.
We wasn't a jump off.
I wonder if they even know what jump off really means. Jump off is a girl you just have on the side.
Right.
Or a guy.
Yeah. A jump off is not a side chick, right? Like, those are two different things.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, okay.
It's not going to be a side chick. It's just something that's not that
serious.
It's got multiple definitions.
Let's talk football.
All right, let's do it.
Charlamagne is highly depressed.
We know.
He told his Cowboys he was going to make it.
We wanted them to win for him.
Yeah, they did.
I totally did.
I thought it'd be funny if they didn't win for him.
I thought it would be hilarious to see. The Cowboys have not been champions in the social media age.
Right.
I needed to see people like you just enjoy posting.
I wanted the ultimate fan apocalypse, though. I wanted Cowboys versus the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
So I could see these. It's like some Hunger Games where these two fan bases would just like eat each other alive.
Right.
So I
kind of wanted to see that. Favor.
And I got depressed yesterday, though, because I'm watching the Atlanta Packers game, and I'm like, we could have beat the Falcons. Like, Packers beat us just to go do that?
You know that's disrespectful. We could be the Falcons.
We're the alternative NFC champions.
All right, I got you.
Did you ever think it was going to be Falcons Patriots though?
I did.
That was your preseason pick?
No, you ain't asked me.
You should ask him.
What was your preseason pick, Mike?
My preseason pick was Packers Jets.
Jets?
Look, man, I don't get paid by the prediction, thankfully.
Here's why.
Everybody was picking the Patriots. And I'm
and
I own that from the beginning. I'm like, you know what? No guts, no glory. Somebody got to think outside the box here. We can't pick Patriots, Seahawks like
you thought a little too outside the box.
When did you realize that wasn't going to happen?
Like week one?
Like you said, Oakland?
Preseason, how many people picked Oakland?
Nobody. I'm a Giants fan.
You understand what I'm saying?
But the Jets, Mike, that's a reach.
Jets fans didn't even pick
it. They won last year. How many people had the Cowboys this year doing what they did?
Me!
Because I'm lying. I had the Cowboys being the number one seed.
I always pick the Cowboys every year.
I can believe that.
Remember, 1 second, you didn't think the Lions made it?
No, I'm not a Lions fan. Yeah. So even though I'm from Detroit. Growing up in Detroit, I've seen 50 years of the, or I haven't seen 50 personally, but it's been 50 years. I'm not that damn old, but it's been like 50 years of the same kind of terrible, disappointing football. So only the Lions would lose, because the week before they played Green Bay, they had to win to actually win the division.
Yeah, they lost their last three.
Yeah. Like, only they would figure out a way to back up in the playoffs and then, you know, sort of have their season end the way it did. My preseason pick was Steelers-Seahawks. So I tried to go a little bit out the way.
See, I just went on a little.
No, way. That just makes sense.
There's nothing wrong with being conventional.
No.
What do the Cowboys need to do to win next year?
Spend all our money on defense.
I didn't ask you.
What do they need to do to win next year? Call a timeout instead of spiking it.
Yeah, that'd be one.
Who knows how that plays out?
True.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't have enough time to make the plays that he did.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings. They're playing
good enough to win now.
Yeah.
You know, they're good enough.
Yeah, and of course you just assume that Dak is going to take another step, be more mature, and more experienced. And I'd like to see what happens with this Tony Romo thing, you know, just in general. Like, will somebody actually jump up and trade for him? And maybe that could be another avenue for the Cowboys to improve their team.
And then you could pick the Jets next year.
Now, what do the Giants need to do?
Because like there was a lot the Browns, of you know
there was a lot of criticism of Odell Beckham Jr. and all that. What do the Giants need to do to make it?
Golly,
this is
what do the rounds. Giants need to do? I mean,
was that really being on the boat such a big deal?
No, not at all.
Like the dumbest storyline.
Oh, now black people don't think being on a boat is a big deal. Okay.
All right. Nah, that was just dumb. I mean, it was.
That was an easy storyline, though.
Oh, it was such low hanging
fruit. Once it happened, you knew if they lost the game, they were going to come back to that.
Yeah,
somehow.
You know, when Odell was dropping those passes, he was thinking about that bottle he had at Liv. It's like, it was just so dumb. And it's, you know, that was unfortunately, they did learn that you can't create that kind of distraction, even though it's a dumb distraction. I put that more in the media than anything else. You know, you just can't create that kind of distraction. In terms of what they need, I mean,
offensive line help, that would
probably help. They just need to kind of round out their team. But yeah,
Odell's got some growing up to do. He'll learn from this.
We win it next year. Giants win it next year. All right, we have more with Michael Smith and Jamil Hill coming up next on The Breakfast Club. Don't go anywhere. Good morning. That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Michael Smith and Jamil Hill, the new hosts of the 6 p.m. Sports Center starting February 6th. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, I always wondered, did ESPN ever try to change y'all? Because, like, I watch ESPN sometime, and I get the references, but I'm like, how does a 40-something-year-old white mom in the Midwest watching this show, does she get what
so
they talking
did
about?
Did ESPN try to change us? No. Yeah. There were never any memos or emails.
We never got called
out,
in
like,
anybody's office.
Hey, chill with the hip-hop references or the movie quote. That never happened. There were producers who discouraged it early on, but we never listened. Yeah. I'm like, look, yo, we're trying to be us. And not to mention, there are plenty of people, well-established people who make their references that I never got.
This is obviously no disrespect to him, but I used to say all the time, like, there are times I watch Chris Berman and I don't know what he's saying. I mean, he's very good. He's considered an icon in our business, but nobody tells him that. And so, Mike and I were just too stubborn and we just ignored anybody who thought that maybe they wouldn't understand this movie quote or that. And I was like, well, look, if you haven't seen Boomerang, that's your problem.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right? Well, now go back and watch
The best advice I ever got was real simple. It was just get better at being yourself. And I just took that to heart. And I was like, this is what I think. This is how I speak. This is how I would speak to her. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the show is built on two friends talking. So I'm not going to change and switch up or code switch the way I talk to her just to make somebody else comfortable. Like, what we're saying is plenty understandable and relatable to everybody. Right. You don't get all the references. Well, maybe that should just inspire you to go and catch up, you know?
I feel like I don't want SportsCenter to change up.
It won't.
Okay.
And a lot of people have asked that. So thank you for the concern. But, no, it's not like we're going... First of all, we wouldn't let that happen. They came to us with this.
Right.
This isn't something that we saw knocked on their door and were like, hey, we want a whole SportsCenter. They asked us to take over SportsCenter to switch it up. And we said yes, only if we could continue doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we wouldn't ask you to come if we wanted y'all to change.
So no changes at all?
No, not really.
No,
yeah, no.
Ain't nothing changed, but I'll change.
Did y'all ever think no? Like when they asked you, like, you don't try to do sports?
Well, we laughed. I think the first time we kind of brought it, because we were thinking they wanted us to come over there and do highlights and do sort of the traditional sports center that I think, you know, most people grew up on. But they were like, no. We want you to literally do what you do on His and Hers. It's almost like we're picking up His and Hers and just transplanting it at 6 o'clock.
We've been selling tapes out the trunk for a couple of years.
Okay.
We basically got a record deal.
You got distribution now.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
So. It seems like it's so much structure on SportsCenter, though.
Yeah. Well,
traditionally, yes. Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, usually there's a lot of highlights. It's interviews. But, you know, that's not where we're going. I mean, we got to evolve with the times. I mean, I think you see it with Scott Van Pelt at night. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, put his stamp on, you know, his sports center at night. And they're asking us to do the same thing. And 6 is an interesting time, too. We're coming on at the PTI. It's built for conversation. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of, you know, daytime live events happening that we have to roll the highlights for.
Yeah.
And if it is structured, we about to change that structure.
Yeah, ESPN has changed so much because growing up, all I remember is Stuart Scott.
Yeah.
Like, black person.
Yeah.
Now it's Stephen A. Smith and it's you guys and Carrie Champion. And, like, it's really, that's the best talent on ESPN is the black people.
Well, it's
pretty
a,
much. No argument here.
No, I won't dispute that. But I think ESPN, and I, you know, not to sound like, you know, company woman, but I guess I will sound that way. But when it comes to, you know, on camera diversity, like, I mean, we're the leader in our industry, like by far.
Yeah.
And it's not just you have, you know, black people that are on air. It's the positions you have them in. You know, you have Carrie being a SportsCenter anchor. You have Mike and I, you know, doing our thing in the commentary space. And also in pop culture, you have Bomani doing his thing in a different way. Like, we're all so different. Not only do you have, as I was saying, people of color on air, but you have them in really powerful position where we're in charge of our content from the extent of, like, what we want to do creatively or what we want to say. So
exactly.
There's no reins on anybody.
And that's not going to change. I mean, a lot of people were concerned that we were going to stop having the social conversations that were a hallmark of his and hers.
Mm-hmm.
That we were going.
Yeah, that's definitely
that, this is an attempt by the man to silence us.
Right. Like, hold us down.
Like, no. Like, we were still under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has ever come in and dared argue with us or try to check us when it came to our opinions, when it comes to what's going on in society. Sports and society intersect way too often for us to avoid it. And we'll take the Pepsi challenge with anybody's caliber of conversation when it comes, you know, to what's going on in the world.
Now, that was one of my questions for Jamel. It's like, you don't hold back on race, politics, social issues. Nobody ever.
No. I mean, it's.
Why would we?
Yeah. I mean, especially now more than ever, given the political time that we live in. And I think that has been kind of a misnomer about ESPN overall. I think because it is associated with Disney and it's considered so corporate, I think there's this idea that, oh, no, they want, you know, to kind of limit the different areas you guys, you know, go in terms of subjects. But we're really not at a place where we can do that anymore, because whether we want to talk about it or not, athletes are dragging us into these conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, Colin Kaepernick forced a national conversation on race. And we would be not very good journalists if we didn't cover and talk about that.
You'd be going out of your way.
Yeah, I mean, so even beyond that, it's like the athletes themselves have become so much more vocal in the last, I'd say, 5 years, that if you're in sports media and sports commentary in particular, you have to be able to address it.
I remember reading that some people feel like sports and politics shouldn't mix, and that people go to watch these games to get away from
They want to stay in their bubble. They want to stay in their cocoon. They want to be, you know, protected from having to face reality and what's really going on. The people that are saying that, we keep saying they're telling on themselves in terms of how they view the world and how they want the world to remain. So, you know, we're never going to stick to sports.
I'm trying to figure out, when did it mix, though? From Muhammad Ali,
you know what I'm saying?
The brothers at the Olympics, throwing up the Black Power Fist, Jim Brown.
I turned to
ESPN for an escape. Well, you have that privilege. You can't escape from this. This is the reality, not just for a lot of people, but this is a reality for athletes. A lot of the reasons that athletes are speaking up because they're realizing it could be them. They could be next. That their salaries, their position, their notoriety, their fame does not protect them from systemic racism or police brutality or whatever the case may be.
What did y'all think about Floyd at Trump's inauguration?
Nobody want to talk about that because y'all want to watch the next Conor McGregor fight.
No.
Boycott old Crochet.
Look. Hey.
Yeah, you look at
it's
look
hard
at
to boycott somebody you didn't listen to.
I mean, finally, somebody has it. I was like, oh, I didn't realize.
A lot of people that, let's be real, a lot of people who were on that boycotting her, y'all couldn't name me five of her songs. Couldn't name me five.
I
just couldn't do it.
I can't barely pronounce her name. I don't know if it's Crochette or Crochette.
But no, I mean, look, with Floyd, what was more fascinating to me is the people that want to criticize him now or are done with Floyd because he was at the inauguration. So where were you when he was beating women?
That's
what I want to know.
That's
like, because this is not necessarily, like, when it comes to him and obviously being associated with a level of controversy. And, like, this is not new. So, you know, I mean, look, we have to, in our business at least, and I'm sure you guys have to do it too, we have to compartmentalize a little bit because...
I don't know what that means.
You gotta
is that the thing in the car where you put your...
You got to put things in different boxes. Look, if you are into any form of entertainment, you're going to be compromised in some way. If you're listening to Chris Brown, if you're doing...
Like, tell me to listen to R. Kelly.
Really?
I don't. I mean, I got to when it's on the radio, but I don't ride
but
around.
But you don't like. Yeah, you don't watch your way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally understand that. But we are making, whether we go to movies, and this is not to give us some kind of
or
easy
Nate
out.
Parker, we had a lot of discussion.
Nate Parker or Casey Affleck. Right. Nobody wants to talk about that, right? So Casey it's just Affleck. Like that's just unfortunately just how we have to live in our society. So, yeah, for me, Floyd being at Donald Trump's inauguration, do you?
You asked what we think about Floyd. I don't think about Floyd. I try not to think about Floyd in any capacity whatsoever, including this mythical fight with him and Conor McGregor. But in this instance, if he wants to be used by President Business for a photo op, you know, do you, dog? Like, I don't give him enough credibility. I don't assign him the credibility that Donald Trump does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't assign
he's
him.
He's not a political leader to you.
He's somebody not somebody who I even look
same thing
exactly,
with John King,
you know, all
and,
of them,
and all of them that have chosen to do that.
You choose to sell your soul, be my guest.
All right, we got more with Michael Smith and Jemele Hill when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll find out their Super Bowl picks. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Ray Sherman with Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking to Jemele Hill and Michael Smith of ESPN. Now, Yee.
What's your Super Bowl predictions?
I got Atlanta.
I got the Patriots because I'm petty.
She said the Patriots.
No, but it's for a lot of reasons, one of which I want to see Roger Goodell have to hand this trophy to Robert Kraft and Tom Brady after that suspension.
Yes.
So, because I thought that suspension was some you-know-what, and I just think that would be just the story coming all the way full circle, that they won in spite of that. You got the Giants.
Alternative.
Yeah, he got the Cowboys.
Super Bowl champions.
Now, will the Cavs win again this year?
I'm going to say no.
No, why not?
I think it wouldn't surprise me, certainly. I know Kevin Durant in that addition. I don't know. I just feel like Golden State is going to overcome that hump. And, you know, right now, obviously, I think they still have the best record in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
And I do think by the time the playoffs roll around, they're going to peak at the right time. Like last playoffs, it felt like they were sort of running out of gas a little bit. And I don't blame that on going for the record. I know that was a very convenient excuse some people use, but they just seemed kind of mentally a little tired. I think having this rivalry with the Cavs, yes, LeBron, it is a rivalry.
Yeah, right.
All right, having this, I think, is losing in some respects might have been the best thing, you know, for
them. Well, they got him, KD. I will say Golden State will win. And that's more hopeful than predictive. Because can you imagine the slander?
Oh,
like,
geez.
Think about what they took last year. Oh, unanimous MVP, 73 wins. If they
3-1.
Lose this year to Cleveland again with Durant, then they might as well all go home and be family men.
I remember those predictions in this room last year, too, with Charlamagne and
I had Cleveland in 7.
I had Golden State in 5.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I was almost right.
Yeah. I had Cleveland in 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why isn't Russell Westbrook starting on the All-Star team? I know they leave it up to the fans.
Jesus Christ. Blame the fans. Blame the fans.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Why does it matter?
Because it makes me realize that fans are...
just then.
You cannot say
okay.
that.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah. That point right there, dump button.
No. I'm glad that y'all haven't become characters of yourself, man.
Yeah. Because
you see that a lot. Like, you know, no one name any names, but Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, they became characters of themselves.
So I won't name any names.
And it wasn't as interesting anymore. Like, y'all still seem authentic and real.
Well, I'm not that good of an actress, despite playing several men in our spoofs.
Yeah, right. That's so going to continue, too, by the way.
Would
y'all come and act in one of our spoofs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll get my brain
and
working.
And my last question is, every year I pick a different team.
Oh, boy.
To what?
To, you know, that's my team every year, because I'm not, like, you know, the biggest. I don't have a team.
Okay.
So this year I did pick the Lions.
You picked the Lions? Why?
See, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out. 20-second time out. You over here giving me grief about the Jets. Now, granted, the Lions at least made the playoffs.
Come on, they're better than the Jets.
But you went out on a limb.
Yeah, I did.
So you understand where I was coming from.
I wasn't better than yours, and I don't know anything.
He bought a house in Detroit. It was like, I'm Detroit.
All right, so next year, who should I pick? And I'm going to let you guys dictate this. Who should I pick?
So, like, off the beaten path.
Yeah, right. Like, nobody obvious.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
The Giants.
No, that's way
don't,
too off.
I'm trying to still just taking into consideration.
Pick the Browns.
No, I made that mistake.
I wouldn't do that to her. I like her too much to suggest that she become a Browns fan.
Give me a good team though that could be
a dark horse.
You know what?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's a good one. They look like they're on deck. That's a good one. Tampa Bay. They came very close.
So yeah,
I gotta go hard for them.
You could get them on the ground floor. Say I knew it when. We're doing last year.
Amazing.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Thanks, man.
The Sports Center.
February 6th. February 6th to 6.
Yeah. Sports Center, 6 p.m. Check it out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love.
Your grandma or granddaddy trying to figure out why this song sounds so familiar.
Straight out to my face.
The OJs, Backstabber. They smile in my face. Whole time they want to take my place. Backstabbers. Oh, y'all ain't never. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm the only one. Okay, cool. Salute to the OJs. Drop one of Clues bombs for the OJs. They alive?
I don't know. I'm sure some of them
Shout
might
out to the OJs.
I don't know for real. All
love,
three of them alive?
Love
right.
Train.
God bless the OJs.
I don't
they
think it sounds
alive.
Like. Well, I guess.
What you mean you don't think they sound
face,
like? That's where he got that from. Ain't no think. That's exactly where he got that from.
How you know?
Are you on drugs?
No.
What does Drake say in the song?
They smile
in my face. Okay, what did the OJ say?
It's not the
say?
Same cadence.
What did the OJ say?
They
smile in your face. Whole time they want to take my planes.
The backstabbers.
They act like they ain't got grandparents and daddies and mamas. Oh, fake young acting people in there. What? You know what?
I know all these songs. Come
okay.
on now.
You better.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's
I listen
talk
to
Soulja
Motown
Boy.
When I clean my house on
There
Sundays.
You go. There you go.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
But Soulja Boy, tell him he's facing 4 years in jail, and that is for felony gun possession.
I thought they dropped those charges. I'm confused.
Well, the L.A. County D.A. has just given him two felonies, possession of an assault weapon and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was also charged with a misdemeanor for receiving stolen property. They said one of the guns in his house was reportedly stolen from a cop car.
Oh, boy.
I can see how that could happen.
Well, so I don't know what's going to happen with this upcoming fight against Chris Brown, but
I can see exactly why Soulja Boy would have a gun charge. You know why? Because every time I go on social media, he's on there with guns.
Right. Let's just be happy.
That makes sense.
Let's celebrate life. All right, and let's do that right now with the Migos. They actually just recently freestyled a children's book, Llama Llama Red Pajama.
Oh, boy.
It sounds good, though. It kind of sounds like a popping song. Listen.
Llama Llama Red Pajama restart with his mama. Llama 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 Mama kisses baby hair. Llama the mama.
The mama. The mama, the mama, the mama, the mama.
The mama.
Mama, llama, llama, mama.
Hey. Ain't a llama a gun?
That's an animal.
I know it's an animal, but don't they use
yes,
that
it's
as
also a gun.
Okay, then. So they saying they want to shoot somebody's mama and that's a children's
Somebody story? In their red pajamas.
That's a children's rhyme. You want to shoot somebody's mama in their red pajamas with
Sound
a
like
llama.
Sound like some type of gangbanging.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
The Migos Crips?
I don't think that's what them. I don't think that's what it was supposed to be. You just changed the whole meaning of the children's book.
Hey, man. I can't keep up.
All right. T.I. was a little perturbed the other day. He was performing and... Love this song, Whatever You Like. But just because T.I. is singing Whatever You Like doesn't mean you can really have whatever you like. That's not for everybody, okay? Some guy, I guess, felt like it was okay for him to touch T.I.'s derriere while he was performing.
A man grabbed T.I.'s ass?
Yes, and here's what happened.
Hey, look, man. Y'all bullshit. Y'all gonna put your head on my ass again. I'll beat your ass.
So a dude grabbed his ass?
The dude in the front row said, I came to have a good time, too. What you mean you came to have a good time, T.I.? I came to have a good time, too.
You like.
You on stage with your pants sagging, singing whatever you like? I thought we was in there having a good time.
I just want to say that
friendly
I
game of grab at.
He brought too much attention to it.
Now he was shocked.
He brought too much attention to it.
And it was like
listen to it again. If he would have just been like, yo, just backed up. But now we all are laughing at it. Because who would do that?
Let me hear it again. I came to have a good time too, and I ain't trying to disrespect you. I'm actually trying to show you the utmost respect, T.I. Okay? I'm gonna tell you something. T.I. has grown up a lot. All right? Because back in the day, T.I. would have slapped that man on sight.
He definitely would have jumped
right?
on that.
I watched that video. I watched him think about the situation. He looked around like, now I know y'all see this man just grab my ass now. Somebody need to come handle this in the front row. Okay?
They said the guy was like, sorry, Tip.
Sorry, Tip.
Goodness gracious.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Y'all gonna stop playing with T.I.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I think he handled the situation well.
Right. Let me ask you a question, right? Let's say you somewhere and a dude grab your ass. You turn around and there's some big 300-pound buff guy, nothing but muscles. What do you do? What do you say?
Depends who I'm with.
You by yourself.
If I'm with my people, hey, now somebody better handle this man. You see this man?
Nice touch, big guy.
This man just touched my ass now.
Now what
don't disrespect
me. What if he's like,
just had the women's march. You can't just be going around grabbing people's asses.
What if he says, I'm tipping, you're tiny?
Oh, Lord.
And what about if you're by yourself? 300-pound diesel man just left the gym. Grab Charlotte's little ass. Chocolate Thunder's ass.
Yeah, I might just look at him and say, that's all you got? That's all you got? That's all you want? Nah, if you want to be about it, be about it.
Now,
Start pulling my pants down. If you want to be about it, be about it.
Be about it.
This has happened to you before, though. A guy grabbed your ass before.
Ain't nobody ever grabbed my ass.
I could have sworn you told the story.
It was me.
No, I didn't.
It was me.
Ain't nobody ever grabbed my ass.
I feel like...
It was me.
I've been surrounded by a group of gay men before, and they demanded...
I remember that.
They demanded that I acknowledge them because one of them said I was cute and thick.
And this was in Times Square, right?
Yes, and I kept walking.
Right, I remember
and
this.
Then they surrounded me, and they demanded that I acknowledge their compliment.
Did you?
Yes, I had no choice at that moment. That's why we had the women's march this week.
This never happened
prevent
to you?
Stuff like that
remember
from
I walked
happening.
Out the club, and a guy grabbed me, smacked me on my ass. It was like, good job. You remember in Boston?
Yeah, you remember.
Shut up.
And what'd you do?
I turned around, he was big, and I said, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
He said, good job. He was giving me a compliment.
Good game. Thank you.
Hey, you're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
All right. Well,
treat it like it's basketball.
You got Dog of the Day coming up?
Yes, it's going to Gwyneth Paltrow. She needs to come to the front of the congregation.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 24th goes to Gwyneth Paltrow. Always remember that Donkey of the Day is reserved for two types of people, those who do something stupid and those who are stupid. Either way, you will get the credit you deserve, okay? Now, Gwyneth Paltrow is getting the credit she deserves for doing something stupid this morning. Gwyneth Paltrow is the founder of the lifestyle publication Goop. G-O-O-P. Mm-hmm. Disgusting name for anything, okay? It actually sounds like a cute nickname for vaginal discharge. All right, salute to all the women out there listening to The Breakfast Club this morning with a little goop in their panty liner. All right, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Okay, now Goop is a website that is known for giving out controversial and unproven health advice. In the past, they have touted the benefits of vaginal steaming to cleanse the uterus, and Goop even told its readers that wearing bras causes cancer. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but vaginal steaming to clean the uterus and wearing bras causes cancer sounds like alternative facts to me. Okay? In fact, alternative fact checkers have been quick to point out that there's no scientific evidence to back up any of those claims. Gwyneth Paltrow is now offering some new advice to women. The jade egg. Okay? Put jade eggs in your vagina for better sex and overall well-being. Now, what the hell is a jade egg?
What's that?
Okay, it's an egg made of jade, like the jade stone. A lot of people use jade stones. Jade is said to bless whatever it touches. It's supposed to balance your nerves. People keep a little in their pocket for blessings. Different colors of jade mean different things.
I have a jade chain.
You have a jade chain. Mm-hmm. Jade has been the most highly esteemed stone in China throughout recorded history.
Yep.
And it's valued for its beauty and powers of healing and protection. Angela Yee's half Asian, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Gwyneth has decided to make jade eggs for your vagina. Okay, Goop informs readers that jade eggs were used by queens and concubines to stay in shape for emperors and are ideal for detox. They increase orgasms, regular use of the jade egg, vaginal muscle tone, hormonal balance, and feminine energy. What the hell is feminine energy? Now, as I read this, I don't know if I should be giving donkey to the consumer or the hustler. Okay, I've never been one to knock the hustler because Gwyneth Paltrow is selling these eggs for $66 and they're currently sold out. But alternative fact checkers, a.k.a. doctors, are warning that the health claims Paltrow's site Goop are making are actually BS. Okay, they
that
said...
That can't be real jade for that price.
$66, I don't know. But the actual, you know, doctors are saying that this is all BS. They actually said unsubstantiated That's how you pronounce that?
Unsubstantiated. Yes.
That's why I didn't say that word, because the execution looks so difficult that I didn't want to touch it. But the eggs may even pose some health risk, okay? In fact, Dr. Jen Gunter, she's an OBGYN, she says that the claim that the jade eggs can balance hormones is quite simply biologically impossible. She continues that pelvic floor exercises, is that Kegels?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. She said pelvic floor exercises of Kegels can help with incontinence. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Another difficult word. How much do you get for that in Scrabble? Well, anyway, Kegels can help with incontinence and even give stronger orgasms for some women, but they cannot change hormones. Jen Gunter ends by saying, as for female energy, she's a gynecologist, and she doesn't even know what that is, okay? Oh, and Jen Gunter also says, for the recommendation that women sleep with a jade egg in their vaginas, she would like to point out that jade is porous, which could allow bacteria to get inside, and so the egg could act like a fomite, an object capable of harboring or transmitting an infectious agent, making it a risk factor for bacterial vaginosis or toxic shock syndrome. So basically, this jade egg increases your chances of having some goop, aka vaginal discharge, on your panty liner. Listen, I understand that your vagina may have some miles on it, okay, a little wear and tear, but nothing a little vaginal rejuvenation can't solve. People keep jade stones in their pockets to receive blessings. So if you put a jade egg in your vagina, then that means you think your poom poom needs a prayer right now. If you have used your vagina so much that you feel you need to call a pastor in to pray for it, something wrong, okay? You have misused your vagina in some way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not part of the Trump administration, so I'm not here to tell you what to do with your reproductive organs. In fact, no man should tell a woman what to do with their reproductive organs. I'm just here to tell you that if you feel like you need a jade egg for your vagina, then maybe you done put your vagina through a little too much, okay? I'm all for rejuvenation of the vagina. I just don't think a jade egg is the interior designer you need. Gwyneth is preying on you women's need to rejuvenate your vaginas just to make a profit. Listen, ladies, when it comes to sticking things in your vagina, don't go chasing jade eggs. Just stick to the dildos and the tampons you're used to, okay? Please give Gwyneth Paltrow the sweet sounds and the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right. I feel a way about this because when I was young, I bought those pills in the back of Double XL magazine, the Magna RX, that was supposed to make your penis bigger. Had me doing the exercises, pulling on my penis when it was soft, flaccid.
So you two were a victim of...
Yes.
Unsubstantiated.
Yeah, people preying on your need don't want a big penis, just like Gwyneth is preying on people's need to have a tighter, cleaner, fresher vagina. Okay?
I wonder if that could work in your butt.
All right.
Okay. You always go too far.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for that donkey today.
Speaking of butts.
Speaking of butts, 800-585-1051. What do you do if you're minding your business and a man grabs your ass?
Now, clearly, this is a unisex topic.
Right.
Maybe a few years ago, this would have just been for the women.
Women do that to each other, by the way, all the time.
Yes, y'all do. Y'all
women
love playing
be like,
a friendly game
wow,
and grab
nice
ass.
Butt, or they'll just grab you.
And this isn't coming from anywhere. This is coming from the T.I. situation.
Right. T.I. was performing the other night, and
T.I. was performing whatever you like.
And a guy
with
grabbed
his pants sagging.
His ass. Let's hear audio. All right, so 800-585-1051. What do you do if a guy grabs your ass? It happened to me. I said I was in a club in Boston. I just finished DJing. I was walking out, and a guy grabbed my ass and said, good set.
See, girls slap each other on the butt all the time and do stuff like that.
I don't know why you looking me in the eye while you said that.
What? I'm just...
Yeah, you did look him. But anyway,
Jesus
I feel like
Christ.
Women do stuff like that a lot. For women, I feel like it's not really that big.
Don't touch what's not yours.
But it would be weird if a stranger did it.
Don't touch what's not yours. I don't care if you're a man or you're a woman. All right?
800-585-1051.
I don't care how good my ass may look.
You minding your business.
Because of the squats I'm doing. You keep your hands to yourself.
And a guy grabs your ass. And not a regular guy. A big,
burly. Man, shut up. You don't know why you got to have sides to the man.
Yeah, because, see, it's a little different.
You keep your little perverted waffle-colored fantasy to yourself this morning.
No, it's not.
You don't got to describe what kind of man you want.
All right, let's say, Charlamagne, I grab your ass.
Okay.
What do you do?
See what I'm saying?
See?
Somebody call HR right now. I'm sick of the sexual harassment that I have to face every morning here on the Breakfast. Breakfast Club. You are a married man. I'm a married man. I am tired of your advances, sir.
You know what?
Okay.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Kanye West with All Falls Down. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. We're asking if you're minding your business, you're walking down the street or you're doing whatever, and somebody grabs your ass, what do you do? Charlamagne. What do you do?
Hey, you grab my ass when I'm walking down the street. You make unwanted advances towards me. It depends on what gender you are. Now, if you're a woman, I'm going to tell you keep your hands to yourself because I believe in equality. I'm going to say keep your hands to yourself. You don't grab a married man's ass.
Okay. Now,
okay?
What about
creep. All right. Disgusting creep. Okay.
Now, what
I don't want your advances.
Calm down,
you disgusting
down.
Woman creep.
Okay.
Do not touch my ass. This is why we march.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Now, what about if it's a big, black, burly, diesel man?
I'm going to pull my pants down and I'm going to say, is that all you got? Is that all you got? Don't stop at foreplay, young man. Let's go. If you gonna do it, let's do it. I'm ready. Okay. I'm down to do it.
What is going on?
That's what I'm gonna do.
All right.
Okay? I know my worth.
Okay. Well, my gay people out there, give it a shot. You see him walking down the street, you heard what he said. Give it a shot.
Nope. Sexual harassment and sexual harassment.
What about you, Angela Yee?
If who grabs my ass? Just a man or a woman?
Both. If a man grabs your ass and say, hey, ma, nice ass.
He gets slapped.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about if a female grabs your ass and go, hey, ma, nice ass?
It's just, I think it would just be alarming.
Just alarming?
Yeah.
Okay. So
but
no,
girls do stuff like that.
So
it's
no equality.
Weird.
Don't you got a whistle?
What?
You don't got a whistle, ye?
What
whistle are you talking about?
The whistle, the rape whistle.
No, there's no rape whistle.
A man grab her ass. That she don't know, that's rape culture, right?
And I feel bad for him if I'm with a guy and that happens, because he'll get his ass beat.
All right.
All right, you think that.
I'm against Charlamagne. Don't touch
me. I had a situation before.
Don't touch my ass.
Don't touch my ass.
I let the guy touch my ass because he said good show, so I let it slide.
By the way, it's all rape
culture. Because you did have a good show.
I did DJ pretty good, so I let him grab my ass and say good show.
If you a man and you grab my ass unwanted, that's rape culture. If you a woman and you grab my ass that's an unwanted, that's rape culture. Okay? I'm holding everybody accountable.
No, definitely nobody should be doing that.
Hello, who's this?
What's good, Envy? Charlamagne, Angela, this Marcus with a K.
Marcus with a K. You walking down the street and this big, black, burly guy, dreads, diesel, grabs your ass. What do you do?
What do you do, Carcass?
Oh, I'm kicking him in the nut, straight up.
You running?
Oh, yeah.
You going to kick him and run?
I'm not trying to get attacked, dude. Jail is not for me. Trust me.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Seth.
All right, you walking down the street and somebody grabs your ass. What do you do? Man and woman, two different scenarios. What do you do?
No, I wasn't walking down the street, but I was at the club one day and some chick, I don't know, just grabbed my butt.
Right, why did they do that?
I have no idea, but she looked at me and I got upset. So me and her got into it. I'm like, yo, don't you ever in your life. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, no, you're not sorry. Don't you grab my butt ever again. And that was it.
Is it different if a guy does it than if a woman does it?
Oh, if it's a guy doing it, it all depends. If he looks good, then...
See what I'm saying? That ain't the way rape culture works.
Hold on a second.
Rape culture don't depend on how good the man looks.
So if some strange man grabs your ass but he's good looking, it's okay?
You let it slide. Phone cut off.
She wanted to be rape culture when Flavor Flav grabbing your ass, but when damn Idris Elba grabbing your ass, it's fine.
It's okay.
That's not the way this works.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley from Atlanta.
Hey, Ashley. Now, you're from Atlanta. A guy walks down the street, grabs your ass. What do you do?
I would lay fire to that face. I would come from behind my back with my hand and slap the heck out of that man's face so loud that
there
everybody...
There you go.
You don't... That's like, right. You don't know me. I don't know you. Don't touch me.
Now, what about
any
a female?
Type of way?
What about Ronda Rousey?
I feel bad when women talk like that, though, because... You have the right energy, but I would hate to see you get beat up by a man, which is wrong. I mean,
but that is wrong. That, and I understand that part of it, too, because, again, you shouldn't put your hands on somebody, but why are you grabbing my
I agree.
Butt? It's not like you touching my arm. You're not touching my hand. You're touching a part that is covered.
Right.
That has not been exposed, and you have no right to violate me as a woman.
I agree.
Nor me to you as a man. Nope. I shouldn't grab your butt. I shouldn't try to touch your penis. I shouldn't try to do anything like that. So where do you have the right of doing that to me?
Right. All right. Well, thank
I feel you.
800-585-1051.
A man grab my ass, he better have the same energy when I drop my pants and I say that's all you got. okay? Now, you want to grab my ass? You want to do a little foreplay? Now let's go for the real thing now, young man.
And what if
I want that same energy.
What if he's with it?
Then it backfired on me. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Taking your calls, 800-585-1051. What do you do when a guy grabs your ass? You're walking down the street and he just grabs it.
Now, this is for men and women because T.I. was at a concert the other night,
mm-hmm.
and somebody grabbed T.I.'s ass.
In the middle of his performance.
Yes.
T.I. looked confused at first.
Let's hear what T.I. had to say.
So now, what do you do? 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Worldwide from NYC.
Worldwide. Now, what do you do? You're walking down the street Worldwide. A guy grabs your ass and says, what's up, homie?
Nah, that shouldn't go down. That's a violation. Now, my thing is, did he grab your butt or did he pat you on the butt like you just dunked on somebody? You made a good ass.
It don't matter. If I ain't playing no basketball.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he cup it or did he... Smack
and the reason why I ask that is because if it's your homeboy, y'all can play around like that.
He doesn't know him.
A little friendly game of grab ass amongst friends.
And like Charlamagne said, if T.I. would have been the old T.I., it would have been an altercation. You know what I mean? That's disrespectful. That's just like, let me flip it. What happens if a woman grabs your front region as a man in the club? That's rape culture. Exactly. You shouldn't get, so like Charlamagne said, don't touch nothing that ain't yours, man.
That's right.
So you won't have no problem.
So you don't know what can happen.
If somebody sees you Worldwide, they can slap your ass, but they can't cuff it.
Nah. We not slapping either. But I'm saying if we homeboys, we grew up, we slept in the same bed together.
What?
And you do something stupid like that, that's because we play around like that, joke around, but we know not to violate one another like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's cool to be gay amongst friends. Let me ask you this.
All right, for Charlamagne and Envy, let's say you guys in here playing, grabbing each other's butt, you along with our producer, Emeezy.
Board op.
Okay, whatever. I try to give him some... Anyway, and then another person comes in here. Y'all don't really know him that well, and he tries to join in on a game and grab somebody's butt.
You're not in the circle, bro. You ain't never circle jerk with us.
Like, there's a guy that works at Revolt.
You can't just jump into B2K and start.
He always tries to jump in our game. Now, you know
that.
There
you go. You can't just jump
in. Because it's awkward when, like, somebody that's not part of that.
Right. No. You can't just jump in B2K and be gay. You got to be down with us from the beginning since bump, bump, bump.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, mama?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. What do? You walking down the street, somebody grab your ass.
Well, I have a friend, and we always go out. She's pretty tall, and she has a fat butt. It's like, it's a natural butt, but it's fat. And whenever we go out, this girl, it doesn't matter how big a guy is, she's throwing bows. And it's so hard going to the club with her because we're not big. So it's like she punched a 200-pound dude once, and he was ready to fight, and so was she. And I'm like, I can't get in the middle of this. I'm not fighting no big man.
Well, he shouldn't have been touching her.
And I feel so bad for women like that because it's not like she can tuck her butt in, but that ain't the point. Men should not be doing that to her. She shouldn't even be in that position.
Disgusting.
Like,
absolutely.
Her friend should not be mad at her for having to defend herself because
men
shouldn't be doing that to begin with.
Right. But what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is if you a man and I'm walking down the street and you grab my ass, I'm going to grab your jaw. I want that same energy put into grabbing my ass and into you grabbing my penis with your mouth, young man. I'm going to try you, okay? Grab my butt. You're going to hear a young man screaming in the street talking about, oh, yeah, we got us a party now. Okay? That's right. Charlamagne in the middle of the street, pants around his ankles, demanding that this man bring the same energy that he took to grab my ass with his jaw. Now.
All right.
Hopefully
that scared people from grabbing my ass.
I don't think it will.
I think it actually encouraged some people.
Please.
Somebody's going to be standing outside when you walk in tomorrow with a CD.
Be afraid.
When's the next time you're in Atlanta?
Be afraid. I'm sure. Why Atlanta?
He just picked a random market.
It goes down in the A, don't it? Lord have mercy. I'm surprised we don't get more random acts of grab-assing amongst men in Atlanta. At least they started with the king. They started with the king of the South. Now, boy, 2 Chainz, better look out, Jeezy. Boy, it's going to be some random acts.
Man,
it's going to be some friendly games of grab-ass going on in Atlanta now.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Chrisette Michelle and her spoken word that she has released in response to everybody up in arms about her performing at Donald Trump's inauguration.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. I'll tell you what she said.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What Bryson Tiller song is that? Is that the one I said I was tired of hearing earlier?
It's Exchange.
Okay, exactly. Can we exchange that for another record, please? Since we switching up the playlist? Huh?
Talking to me?
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, you.
I don't pick the music, and I only do my mix, bro.
Hey, let's exchange for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Powers that be that handle that kind of stuff, please.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chrisette Michelle.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Chrisette Michelle is continuing to get backlash, and that is for performing at Donald Trump's inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And she has released some material to address the situation. She put out a song called Still American. It's more like a poet, more like poetry. I guess she's doing a poetry album.
She should have put out a song called Black Lives Matter. That's what she needed to put out.
No Political Genius is the name of the album. So check out a little piece of what she has released.
I am the black song Spike Lee won't sing. I am the black voice inauguration bells ring. I am the black sheep disguising the scared wolf. No, I'm the black elephant in the red room scared shook. White House invites me, you call me their coon. I am the butterfly growing from history's cocoon. I can carry the mantle with God as my goon. He provides the life support, I'm dying singing his tune. Church folks may not clap, but I'll sing their song. Hip hop for Jay-Z, now you say you lost one. R&B for Def Jam, Rich Hipster for Brooklyn. But Spike won't pay me, a crook from Crooklyn.
Lord have mercy, y'all done drove Chrisette Michelle crazy, man. She done went and did the most blackest thing she could think of, which is spoken word. This is a damn shame y'all done drove this woman crazy because y'all out here trying to revoke her black heart.
Well, Chrisette Michelle, her management team released a statement. Chrisette Michelle decides to create conversation and chaos with the poetry album she entitled with her infamously coined phrase, No Political Genius. She invites listeners to stop bickering and start listening to each other's point of view.
But they know she's not a political genius. That's the reason people are upset, because they want political geniuses to bridge the gap with Trump or talk to Trump, not Chrisette Michelle.
Now she said...
Chrisette.
God bless the young lady.
She's disappointed with these celebrity jabs, and she's dedicated to women's rights, so she wants to take a stab at holding hands with America and starting some real dialogue.
Only thing that can make that spoken word Chrisette Michelle did black is to add some Safari Samuels to it. We got a little Safari Samuels edition. Let me hear it with Safari.
I am the black song Spike Lee won't sing. I am the black voice inauguration bells ring. I am the black sheep disguising the scared wolf. No, I'm the black elephant in the red room scared shook. White House invites me, you call me their coon. I am the butterfly.
Why did you put Safari underneath this?
I'm carrying
the mantle with God as my goon. He provides the life support, I'm dying singing his tune. Church folks may not clap, but I'll sing their song. Hip hop for Jay-Z, now you say you lost one. R&B for Def Jam, Rich Hipster for Brooklyn.
You guys?
This guy's a jerk.
I know. From
Brooklyn. You're a jerk.
Why don't y'all like unity?
You can't just put two souls together that don't belong to each other.
I'm bringing people together. Safari and Chrisette Michelle. Drop on the clues bomb, here. Damn it. We're going to bring people together. We're going to...
Chrisette's engaged.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about musically together.
Oh, musically together.
Gosh. All right, well, I would be interested to hear what Chrisette Michelle has to say.
Me
about
too.
The whole situation.
Would love to talk to her.
All right, MC
Light. Put some hot sauce on it.
Is off the market. She posted, what can I say except thank you, Lord. It's been a long time, this single life, and I thank you all for your prayers and kind words of hope. God has sent me true love for all of you waiting on love. Don't give up. Keep God first, and he will see that you meet your match. Hashtag God is all.
Yeah, she found somebody?
Let me Google how old MC Light is.
What?
I just wonder how much longer I'm going to be teasing my female single friends. She's 46. Okay.
Well, congratulations to MC Light. She actually posted a picture on Instagram.
All right. Drop on a clues bomb for MC Light. There is OG. Hope.
MC
for you
Light.
Single women out there, there is hope. It can happen at any age.
OG MC Light.
All right, Mariah Carey, in the meantime, is working on some new music, and apparently she's recorded a song with YG over the weekend.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Now she's hoping this will be an anthem for women who are trying to overcome a harsh breakup.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
What? We always need breakup songs.
No.
You need love songs, you need breakup songs, you need songs to have sex to. You need all those. Everybody need a good breakup song.
Okay.
That way, for when you're going through something, you have a breakup playlist.
That's why you got What's the 411 in My Life, okay?
Or Tony Braxton's
early
album.
Early Keisha Cole. There you go. Old Tony B.
Break My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Remy Ma. We discussed this earlier this morning, and our prayers go out to Remy Ma and Papoose. on Love & Hip Hop last night, and she also posted on Instagram, she revealed that she did suffer a miscarriage. She was indeed pregnant, and here's what happened.
This is an excess. Everybody else's baby is fine. Everybody else is around us that's pregnant, they all, but everybody fine. One of us gonna be fine.
So the doctor tells me that I'm having ectopic pregnancy. The baby is forming inside your fallopian tubes. So we can't save the baby, but the doctor also tells me that I can't have any more pregnancies naturally.
He said when he opened it, it was already about to burst anyway, so he had to take it out.
I promised my husband that I would give him the child that he's been asking me for since almost the day he met me.
God bless Remy Ma and Papoose.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That should have been its own special last night, by the way. I'm watching Love & Hip Hop. I don't want to see that goodness in the midst of all that ratchetness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Those
are
serious, real moments.
Remy Ma did post, thank you to everyone that sent their congrats as well as condolences. This was a hard time for me and my husband, and we thought long and hard before deciding to share this part of our lives with you all. I was totally against it, but in a fit of crying, Papoose said, you are not the only one going through this. We will get through it. Made me realize how many women like myself experience the same thing and don't have a strong partner by their side to say it will be all right.
So, I can't wait till Remy and Pap get their own show.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
I'm tired of seeing them on Live and Hip Hop.
You don't realize how many people really go through that. Like I said, 25% of women who are pregnant actually lose the child. And even with me, you know, I have five children. After the fourth child, you know, it's easy for us. We just bang and baby come out. It's that simple. But for the fifth one, we actually had a miscarriage. And it was sad because we told people about it. Like, you know, we were exciting. And then
you have to tell people.
Then we went to the doctor. There was no heartbeat. And we was like, what you mean no heartbeat? And it was like, there's no heartbeat. And you realize that a lot of people go through it. A lot of women go through it. That a child is such a blessing. And you got to be so grateful if you do have or you're able to have children.
And one of our friends actually sent a text when this story, and he said he sent a picture to Papoose of his son. He said, I went through that same thing twice. My son is now 7. My wife only has one fallopian tube as well. And he said, there's proof that, you know, you can't always believe what the doctors say. He said, twice it happened. They told my wife she'll never have a baby. They were wrong. And then he said, DJ Khaled voice.
Don't take them for granted. Why you had to switch the music to this? Like, yeah, come on, put something upbeat. We don't have to be down while we talk about this. Like, it's life. It moves on. You know what I mean? Pap and Remy will be fine, I'm sure.
I'm sure they'll do in vitro and have another one. I had another one. I had little baby Brooklyn right after that one. So,
and she said, she still is saying they're going to have in vitro.
There you go. Drop one of the clues bombs for Remy and Pap. Can't wait till y'all get your own show. I'm tired of seeing y'all on Live and Hip Hop. I'm tired of seeing beef mixed with pork. You don't mix beef with pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Or turkey with pork. Whatever poultry you like, just don't mix it with pork.
All right. Well,